A major power line in Puerto Rico has failed, dropping the percentage of the island with power from 40 to 18%. Whitefish Energy, the Montana-based contractor under investigation by the FBI, had worked on that line. It has been 7 weeks since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, and thousands of military personnel are still there to help. Jay Price of WUNC is embedded with the North Carolina National Guard in Puerto Rico.
It's hard to imagine a less glamorous mission.
Yeah.
Do you have field dirt, gravel, anything like that to put in?
Lieutenant Colonel Cale Moody of the North Carolina National Guard commands Task Force Rhino. The troops are here to clear and repair washed-out roads on the south side of Puerto Rico. The weather isn't helping.
We had like 5 days of straight rain, torrential rain. It was like a tropical storm. So it's keeps carving it up.
Moody's teams are still finding small communities cut off by road damage from landslides and flash floods. Without roads, trucks can't deliver food and water, and utility crews can't get in to repair power lines and replace the estimated 62,000 utility poles that are down.
We're identifying new missions every day and doing what we can as quick as we can, safely as we can, but when our time's up, there'll still be plenty of work here.
Every day, the task force sends reconnaissance teams to drive the roads, record the locations and types of damage, and make notes about the kinds of repairs needed and what types of equipment can actually be brought to the site.
This is our first time this way. We've been to the mountains up in the western central area, but not this location.
First Lieutenant Erin Graham, who's in the passenger seat up front, is a firefighter in her civilian life.
Mainly our purpose is to go out, find the work, and then, like, I'm there to assess. I take notes like, hey, do I think it's possible to get a 916 at the bottom of this hill, which is a low-boy tractor trailer.
Graham's driver and translator is Specialist Angela Mall, a National Guard medic who's a nurse's aide at a North Carolina hospital. Halfway up a mountain, Mole hits the brakes. A washout has eaten away the soil under a small bridge, opening a gap nearly all the way across the road. When Graham gets out to assess the repair it will need, a local resident, Jose Martinez, walks up. His tiny community is called Bayaha. As Hull translates, he explains they're parking their cars down the mountain and carrying food and water up.
Okay, so once this problem gets fixed, it'll improve the situation over 100%. Right now, when it rains and it starts to flood, it goes into some of the houses that are closer to the creek.
Graham says that many places she and Mole stop, residents come out hoping they've arrived with food or water.
We do make sure that they know that, that we will let our hire know that no one has been here, so at least they have a voice. Not that we're just there, hey, we can't help you, we're only here to this. So we do tell them that, hey, we will put up that somebody is coming, and somebody knows about you, and somebody knows that you haven't been here.
Task Force Rhino's first troops got here October 3rd. Since then, a saying has become common as they talk about what they see on the roads and in the communities across southern Puerto Rico.
Every day seems to get a little bit better.
A little bit. A little bit more electricity over here, a little bit more water and food over there, but just a little bit. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Bayaha, Puerto Rico.